Here is the translation of the text into English. Note that the original text is already in English, but I am providing a cleaned, clearer version. U.S. Commerce Department expands products subject to steel and aluminum tariffs. Russia's decree opens door for Exxon's return to Sakhalin 1 project. Trump administration announces stricter subsidy rules for wind and solar projects. Exclusive, U.S. considered using Russian icebreakers for gas development before summit, sources. USDA to build facility in Texas to combat flesh-eating screwworms. Factbox, Russian energy export disruptions since the start of the Ukraine war. Draft MAHA Commission report avoids pesticide crackdown, feared by farming groups. U.S. oil and gas rig count remains steady this week. Baker Hughes reports. Enterprise reports full resumption of Seaway oil pipeline operations after leak. Air Canada and flight attendants at deadlock with strike looming. OpenAI staff preparing to sell $6 billion in stock to SoftBank and others, sources say. Canadian Labor Minister urges Air Canada and union to step up talks to resolve dispute. Meta plans fourth AI restructuring in 6 months, reports the information. Winklevoss Twins, Gemini reveals lower revenue and wider loss in U.S. IPO filing. Fitch downgrades Spirit Airlines further into junk status. Fitch maintains Romania's investment-grade credit rating, but budget strains persist. Jared Kushner's firm acquires 8% stake in UK lender Oak North. Sources say foreign holdings of U.S. Treasuries reach record $9.13 trillion in June. India plans sweeping consumption tax cuts by October to boost economy. U.S. business inventories rise as expected in June. U.S. consumer sentiment declines in August. Inflation expectations increase. Business inventories increase by 0.2%, indicating stable consumer demand. Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index falls, highlighting economic concerns. U.S. import prices increase in July due to higher consumer goods costs. Trump-Putin summit ends without ceasefire agreement in Ukraine war. Trump states no immediate plans to penalize China for purchasing Russian oil. Melania Trump sends letter to Putin regarding abducted children. Federal Reserve's daily says 2 rate cuts, more or less, appropriate this year. Dow finishes higher after United Health gains. Other indexes slip amid rate cut uncertainty. Brazil open for business, says Lula at opening of Chinese factory. Court clears Trump to resume CFPB mass firings in split decision. World stock markets flat. Crude oil prices drop as Trump and Putin hold high-stakes talks. U.S. appeals court rules in favor of Argentina, keeps YPF share transfer on hold. Bitcoin price stabilizes at $118,000 from record high as U.S. PPI data impacts. DeFi Development Corp. purchases $22 million in Solana tokens. SharpLink holds 728,804 ETH, reports $103.4 million quarterly loss. OFA Group launches blockchain strategy for senior housing deals. CoinW completes major platform upgrade, enters new era in trading. Ethereum-based meme coin Pepeto near stage 10 raises over $6.18 million in presale as Ethereum eyes 10,000. Foresight Ventures names Alice Lee and Zach Tsui as new partners. American Bitcoin plans acquisitions in Japan and Hong Kong, report says. Mawari partners with Caldera to launch Mawari Network for real-time streaming of AI-powered experiences worldwide. Huma, ARF, and GeoSwift launch same-day settlement for marketplace sellers globally. Prime Drink Group receives extension for annual financial filings. Cathie Wood's ARK ETF focuses on buying Roblox and CoreWeave stocks. Japanese labor consulting firm Ryojibaba raises $5 million in NASDAQ IPO. Neighbors Energy Transition Corp. 2 extends business combination deadline. Westport Fuel Systems files $100 million shelf prospectus,